the internet search engine giant Google, it's been fined just under 1.5 billion euro by the European Commission for imposing unfair terms on rival online search advertisers for a decade up to 2016. Here's what the European Commission's Competition Commissioner, Marguerite Vestager, had to say about the reasons for the fine today.
Today, the Commission has decided to fine Google 1.49 billion euros for breaking EU antitrust rules. Google has engaged in illegal practices when it comes to their search advertising brokering in order to cement its dominant market position. This is the third antitrust fine that we have imposed on Google. In June 2017, we fined Google for its illegal behavior in comparison shopping services. And in July 2018, we fined Google for its illegal behavior relating to the Android mobile operating system for mobile apps and services.
European Commission's Competition Commissioner Marguerite Vestager there on the third today of three huge fines imposed on Google in recent years. Well, I've been speaking to the New York Times' European technology correspondent Adam Satriano, and I first asked him to explain more about the offence Google caused the European Union that led to today's 1.5 billion euro fine.
Their argument is Google is using its dominance in search to hold down competitors in other spaces. So this case relates to search bars that Google essentially licenses to other websites. So if you go to a newspaper website or a blog, you used to be able to type in a search word and you would get back some results as well as some ads. And Google essentially was forcing these websites to show Google ads as opposed to those from anybody else. And so essentially the idea is that Google has cemented itself through anti-competitive practices as the dominant player in this space.
The European Union, we heard the Commissioner saying this is the third such fine in recent years, the third big fine on Google. Has the European Union tamed Google, or what has Google said in response to today's fine?
If you're looking just purely at the financial results of the company, the answer is clearly no. Google continues to grow at a massive clip. Its revenue last year, I think, was somewhere in the ballpark of $140 billion, which is just a staggering amount. But the European Union has been able to force the company to change its business practices sort of around the edges, particularly how it acts within Europe. So the Android operating system has been changed slightly as a result of the regulations, the way it presents search results when somebody is shopping for something has changed. And here with these presentation of ads on other websites, that's changed. So in these some areas, it has changed. But if you're looking at the business, no.
And Google, in response, saying it's promising consumers that over the next number of months, it'll be making updates to give more visibility to its rivals in Europe. Is it likely to pay this fine? Or is it likely to litigate?
Google has not said yet on this particular case whether it's going to appeal, but in these previous two, which total about 8 billion euros in fines, Google is appealing. And so these are legal battles that could drag out years. Right now, that money gets put into sort of an account, and it sits there while the legal process works out. If the European Union prevails in court, then those fines will be distributed out to the member states of the European Union.
And that was Adam Satriano of the New York Times talking to me earlier.